Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. If you're a partner, I want to thank you so much. You're such an integral part of this ministry. You help us to cover the earth with the word and bring ministry and the living word of God into people's lives around the world. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a partner with this ministry. And I want to read this testimony to you. So encouraging. This is from James. And he is really, really encouraging you with how God answers prayer. And he says, I want to give God a praise report. A few months ago, I asked for prayer on behalf of my parents who were having problems. After prayer, God restored their marriage. And then secondly, he said he wanted prayer for his wife to be born again. And just recently, she received Jesus as her Savior. So I love that God answers prayer. And you might be watching right now saying, well, I have some needs in my life. Maybe you're watching and you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe your husband isn't serving God, or maybe you'd like to have a husband or a wife. You really need to see God do some things, reconcile some things in your marriage, or even in your family with your kids following Jesus, or maybe your parents, you know, walking with their marriage and stuff. But God has answers for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you and really see God move into those situations. And a lot of times in our own mind, we think it's just impossible. And I like that, because impossible for humans is God's opportunity. And if we continue to think in impossible, then we have impossible, you know, that just continues. It perpetuates itself. But with God, all things are possible. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and let's pray together and see what God can do to turn the impossible into God's opportunity. And here in just a moment, we're going to join an interview that I did with one of my favorite all-time guests, Patricia King. And I'm telling you, this interview will absolutely help you to really appreciate the abundance and provision that God has for you. She has a new book out, and it will revolutionize your life. I'm telling you, it'll be powerful.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression, and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
I'm so excited. We have Patricia King with us today. Yay! And Patricia, not everybody in our audience is kind of familiar with you. So could you give us just a quick little bio? Yeah. And then we're going to jump into Accessing the Riches of Heaven. Oh my goodness, you totally want to get this book. But just give us a quick bio, kind of your background and how you got to today.
Well, my background as far as career went before I came to the Lord was in nursing. I was a cardiovascular nurse. I worked in ICU and cardiovascular wards and loved it. And I had a deathbed experience in receiving the Lord when I was having my second son. And I had a vision of the Lord. He spoke to me. He invited me to come close to him. And so that was how I came to Christ. And I have been on fire for the Lord for over 43 years at the time of this broadcast. And I've been passionate about him, his kingdom, his righteousness. I love the prophetic. I love the gifts of the Spirit. I love the supernatural. I love the mission field. I love the harvest field. I love everything about God. But my passion actually is to equip believers for the work, to mentor believers so that they can do the work of the ministry, so that they can be all that God has called them to be. So that's where my passion lies.
Totally good. And you've been doing ministry, all kinds of ministry, like from soup to nuts.
Yeah, we've been out on mission fields. We've done evangelism, lived in inner cities, worked with anti-trafficking, done equipping and training and pastoring and church planting.
Yeah. And your latest book is a book called Accessing the Riches of Heaven.
I love this book.
Now, tell me, what kind of started your passion to write this book?
I had an encounter with the Lord many years ago now. It was a 30-day encounter where the Lord visited me every day I was in his presence for up to 16 hours a day during that time. And he spoke to me out of his word. He would lead and direct me to his word. And then as I was studying the word, he would unfold revelation to me regarding what we had access to in the heavenly realm and how every believer has access to it all. It's not just for a few. And he started teaching me how to ascend into heaven and to experience heavenly dimension and encounters. It was awesome.
So I want to ask this question because I think some of our audience would say, you know, I don't know that I think that's for every believer. Because mm-hmm. and some of our audience is saying, you know, I'm not experiencing this. What would you say to a person who is a believer but not necessarily living in that abundance?
Well, I just would love to invite you to that level of abundance. And of course, that's what the book is about, is how you can access it. Now, in Ephesians 1:3, the scripture clearly declares that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says that we've been blessed with everything that pertains to life and to godliness and all the great and precious promises. So all those are accessible to us. It's like this banquet table has been set. We also know through Ephesians that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. We're not going to be seated. We're already seated. So the moment that we receive Christ, whether we're aware of it or not, we are inside of him. He is at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. And we have dominion through Jesus Christ, where he's put all things in subjection to him under his feet. And he's given us the authority from that place of dominion. And so that is accessible by every believer. We're taught in scripture out of Hebrews, we're said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come with full confidence, come with boldness before the throne of grace. Well, where's the throne of grace? It's nowhere in the earth.
Right.
It's in the heavenly dimension. But it says that when we come to that throne, we can obtain things there. Right. We can obtain grace and mercy to help in time of need. So God has given us access into the heavens through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so by faith, we can access all the riches of heaven, all the glory of heaven, and see his will released into the earth. And that's God's desire. Jesus taught us to pray that way. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. So as believers, we actually have a responsibility to be heavenly minded. Paul said in Colossians 3, set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated, not on the things of the earth. And so he wants us to be aware of our positioning because, and I know this might be a bit alarming for maybe some of our viewers, but we are actually bilocated. We live in two realms at the same time. We're living in the earthly realm right now. Like you and I are sitting on chairs that we can touch and feel in the natural realm. But we're also seated in heavenly places in Christ. Mm-hmm. When Jesus was in the earth, he would spend time with the Father, but he was in the earth. But he said, I only do the things that I see my Father do. Well, where is the Father? The Father, he says, our Father who lives in heaven. Right? So he had this heavenly connection while living in the earth, but so also do we. He said, as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. Right. So we are to be as Christ was. He wants us to follow him. In John 3:13, I believe it is, he was speaking to Nicodemus, who wasn't understanding the concept of being born again. And basically he's saying, man, if you're not understanding this, you're going to have a hard time with the deeper things. But he said, that as he was sitting in the earth speaking to Nicodemus, he actually made a declaration that he was in heaven. Mm-hmm. The Son of Man who is in heaven, right? And so he was trying to explain to Nicodemus that when you're born again, you have access to two realms. You have access to the natural realm and the supernatural realm, the kingdom realm, the kingdom of heaven. So we can draw out of the invisible realm the blessings of God and pull them into the natural realm so that they will manifest.
So I just encourage you, you might be listening to this saying, wow, this is stuff I never heard before. I don't understand. How does that work? What does that look like? And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, grab not just one copy, get a couple of copies of Accessing the Riches of Heaven. Some of you watching, you are in a book club and you're looking for your next book. I just know this. So I encourage you, this needs to be your next book, because a lot of times we want to change, you know, our finances. We want to change all this stuff, but got to change, number one, how we think. And so grab this book, get it for your book club, your reading club, your book club. And I'm telling you, it will change. It'll change the group, change the group dynamics, and change your relationships as well, because this is abundance in a spiritual way that we see roll out in both ways. Like you said, by location.
Right.
Love that. Because a lot of times we don't think that way. We just think in the tangible, natural.
And that limits us. And God wants to open the heavens over your life. He wants to open a portal, which is meaning a doorway or an opening of his blessing to come down directly upon you. And when that happens, it shifts. And I talk about portals in the book and how to access those portals. And God wants you to live in a realm of abundance such as you've never known. And that's not just money. We're not talking about money. Money's an earthly currency, and God doesn't have any problem with giving us lots of it.
Right.
But he doesn't want it to control us, and he doesn't want us to think that that is what true riches are, because it's like his riches is everything that is abundance in the life that you live.
And abundance in our relationships, abundance in our thinking, abundance in our time, abundance,
our health, our strength,
and our conversation.
Yes.
Encouraging people, being generous with our thoughts,
our
generous
gifts,
with our time. Exactly. And interactions. Abundance is a mindset, not just the checkbook.
Exactly.
We're not tied to that.
And that's a key point, Sarah, because once your mindset changes, this is what we find is one of the greatest hindrances to people coming into the full measure of manifest glorious riches in their life, is their mindset is restricted. So they might think, well, I've always lived with this restriction. This is the realm I've always lived in. My grandparents lived in it. My parents lived in it. I'm in this. And they're restricted. And even theologically, many of them have been taught, you can't, while you're in the earth, enjoy these riches. So if that's your mindset, you are going to be restricted in what is manifest. But when your mindset changes, and that's 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, you know, where he says, beloved, I pray that in every respect you will prosper and be in health as your soul, which is your mind, your emotions, your imagination, your thinking, your choices, as that prospers, so also will you prosper in everything that comes to you. It's like a blessing magnet.
And I'm totally on that page with you. And I just want to encourage you. My dad, when I was growing up, he grew up in the Depression. And because of that experience growing up, he had a scarcity mindset. There was never enough. I mean, he was always looking for a deal, and he'd go out and he would buy, you know, like open bags of flour for a nickel on the dollar, because he's like, hey, you know, it's good. It's a good value. I encourage you. You need to change your mindset. Grab this book. It'll help you change your mind. And we're going to talk about 4 realms of abundance in this next section.
Did you know that God has given us access to the riches of heaven here on earth? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Patricia King's book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, Keys to Experiencing God's Lavish Provision. Through this anointed book, you will learn, what does accessing the riches of heaven look like? How can I receive my spiritual inheritance? What impedes me from accessing this heavenly abundance? Does God bestow different kinds of riches on different people? We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Provision for Your Vision. This inspirational 2-message CD will guide your walk toward financial security and show how God always has a way of providing for his children in both expected and unexpected ways. And to complete this great offer, we will send you the Blessed to Be a Blessing booklet and the Provision Scripture card. This dynamic booklet will show you how to make Jesus your source. And the scripture card is a handy resource for having encouraging scriptures readily available. Call or click today for this anointed offer. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn and Isabel cover the earth with the word.
I'm so excited. Oh my goodness, I was hearing about this testimony. I want you to share, Patricia, about multiplied chicken. I think it's so practical, and I think it's fun for our audience, too.
God is so practical, and He wants you to start thinking about Him and heavenly riches in every aspect of your life, even things that, you know, you might think, well, that's not that important. But if it's important to you in the moment, it's important to God. And in this testimony, Sarah, I love this testimony, because it was when our sons were young, and my husband had taken them out on a Sunday afternoon after church to go skating on the lake near our place where we lived. And while he was away, I was preparing chicken dinner. Well, that was before the days of cell phones and all that. So he comes home with a whole pile of guests, including our family. There's 19 for dinner altogether. And I was in a panic because I had this chicken prepared for our family and hopefully enough left over to make sandwiches for my husband the next day. And I thought, oh my goodness. And, you know, they were friends and family that he'd met at the lake, and he brought them all home. So he said, my wife is making chicken dinner. Come and enjoy it. So anyways, we set up a big table. We put a piece of plywood over the table we had and put, you know, everything together. And I looked at that chicken. I was cutting it. And that morning, I had meditated on the scripture out of Mark 6, where Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish. So I thought, if you multiplied loaves and fish, you can multiply chicken. So I'm cutting it and very thin. And I'm saying, oh, Jesus, multiply it, enlarge it, enlarge it. And I was counting the slices. I'm still a bit in the natural here, okay? Sure. So I'm cutting the slices, and I'm thinking, you know, if everyone's really, really careful and they only take like one piece, we can maybe make this work. So we sat down, and I asked a blessing on the food that night because I knew where I was going with it. And I passed the platter of chicken to the first person. So I'm thinking everyone's going to be sensitive. We have so many people for dinner. That first person must have been hungry because of skating so much. They heaped up this chicken. I mean, they're putting scoop after chicken. I am panicking inside. And back in those days, I was a bit shyer. Today, I'd probably say, hey, hold up. That's all we got, right? But anyways, he loads up his plate, passes it on. The next person does the same. The next person does the same. I am in a big panic. I am just frantic. I'm thinking, this isn't going to last. It's not going to last. So I'm in a negative mindset. Yeah. And God must have been laughing, because I'd already prayed that He would multiply it, and He was intending on doing that. It got halfway around the table, and I looked at the platter. I thought, are my eyes deceiving me? It was the same size of platter as it was when it started. Wow. I thought, are my eyes deceiving me? And then it went all the way around to my family, and we were at the end. And so we heaped up our plates too, and there was still a full platter of chicken. Some people had seconds, some people had thirds, and that chicken lasted for 3 days after. We had chicken for days after. And the Lord said, don't limit me. Now, that was an important miracle for me to witness at that time, because when we went out on the mission field, we had to trust God for multiplication many times when we were on feeding programs and trying to look after the people's needs there. And in the natural, we did not have anywhere near what we needed. But I remembered that miracle. And God wants to take the little bit that you had. It might be a little bit of money, a little bit of food, a little bit of whatever. And He wants to expand it. He wants to multiply. He wants to replenish it. And some of you are needing that miracle right now. And I'm just releasing miracle anointing to you, that the riches of heaven will be poured into your life right now, and that you'll see a miracle expansion on your needs.
That is magnificent. And of course, hop on the phone, get on the website, Accessing the Riches of Heaven. This book, I love it. It'll help you to not only experience like a one-off kind of miracle, if you will, but to live in a miracle mindset, shift the mindset. And in this book, Patricia, you also talk about four realms of abundance.
Yes.
What does that mean for us?
I love this. I love it so much. I'm so glad you asked. Okay, so Genesis 26, and this is all in the book, and I unpack it more than what I could right now. But in verse 12, we'll start with that. It says, now Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. Okay, so we see four realms here. First of all, he sows seed. Now, he didn't sow seed in that land because it was the greatest land. He sowed seed because he was a covenant man. And he knew that God had given a covenant to his father that went down through the generation lines of abundance. And so he sowed into that covenant promise. And God wants you to sow into covenant promise. So he sows the seed. In the same year, he reaped a hundredfold. Now, some commentaries, when they talk about hundredfold, means a hundred folded over. So if you sowed one seed, folded over is 2, folded over is 4, folded over is 8, folded over is 16. Now, you do that 100 times, and that's a lot. Other commentaries say it means times 100. That's any way you still look at it, it's really good, mm-hmm. right? So he receives a hundredfold in that same year. But then it says, and in addition to that, the Lord blessed him. Now, I think that that's a big blessing. But God's saying, and he blessed him. So oftentimes when we sow a seed, it could be a financial seed into advancing the kingdom. It could be any kind of seed that you're sowing, that in addition to specifically what you're sowing into, that you will reap a hundredfold from, because that's the first realm, you will also get blessed in other areas of your life as well. Now, what happened back in 2013, I think it was October 29th, 2013, we were in a tent meeting. And I had had a visitation of the Lord earlier that day, but in the middle of worship, the Lord spoke to me out of this scripture. And he said, I want to bless you with a hundredfold return on seed this year. Now, our ministry at that time, we're working on a project that we were still $100,000 short in, okay? So I got all excited. I thought, okay, 100 times 1,000 would be 100,000. So I ran up to the front. I couldn't wait for offering time. I just wrote the check and I put it in the bucket, because when you respond to the word, when the Lord speaks to you, respond to that right then and there. That's when you connect to the riches of heaven, right? So I ran up, put it in the basket, and I felt so excited. And I thought, I believe that that need of $100,000 will be met before the end of this year. Now, that's the end of October, so there's 2 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be met before the end of the year. It was met in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
But in addition to that, my husband and I were waiting for a $200,000 investment to come through that had been stalled since August. At the same time that the ministry need came through, which was what I specifically sowed into, our personal investment came through as well, and more. So it was a hundredfold, and we were blessed.
Wow.
But then it says of Isaac, it says, and the man became rich. Now, he became rich through sowing his seed. Now, rich is your personal realm of abundance. When you are rich, like I can bless you. Let's say right now I write you a check for $1,000, okay? Then you could say, oh, thank you for the blessing because I've blessed you. But that doesn't make you rich. What makes you rich is when you sustain a realm of more than enough. And that's not based on what the world says is rich. The world says you might need to be a billionaire, a trillionaire to be rich. No, I've lived in the mission field in a hut, and we've been rich because we had more than enough, right? It's the realm of more than enough for your personal needs. So he became rich and then continued to grow richer. And God wants you to be rich. Many Christians have a hard time talking about this even.
Yep.
They say, I don't want to talk about rich, you know, blessed are the poor.
Well, yep.
You know, we could take some time on that one.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that God wants us poor. There's no poverty in heaven. He wants us to live in a realm of more than enough. He wants you to have all poverty broken off of you, all lack broken off of you, and live in a realm of more than enough. He wants you to be rich, and you should pursue it. And in the book, we help you see what that looks like. But then it says he even continued to grow richer. So there's bigger realms of rich. You don't have to stay just in the realm of rich that you are. Every year, I believe to grow richer, not less, more, right? And then here is the big one, until he became extremely wealthy. Now, wealth is different from being rich. When you're rich, it's personal abundance, but your wealth is how you influence the world. What do you do with your wealth? Because we have potential when we're rich to change the world that we live in. So you are very rich, and you're also very wealthy because you have abundance, because you know how to connect with God for your needs, but you're also distributing that rich to change the world through television ministry, through looking after children in Cambodia, you know, through going into Bangladesh and different nations. You're going out and releasing the word of God and releasing needs into people's lives. That's wealth. So you are very wealthy.
Totally yeah. Awesome. And I just encourage you watching today right now. This is a challenge for some of you watching, like, wow, I had never thought of this in this way. And God wants to encourage you that there's kingdom mindset to shift your thinking. And so hop on the phone, get on the website, Accessing the Riches of Heaven. This will help you change your thinking and also move you into these realms of abundance, realms of overwhelming provision from God's kingdom.
Did you know that God has given us access to the riches of heaven here on earth? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Patricia King's book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, Keys to Experiencing God's Lavish Provision. Through this anointed book, you will learn, what does accessing the riches of heaven look like? How can I receive my spiritual inheritance? What impedes me from accessing this heavenly abundance? Does God bestow different kinds of riches on different people? We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Provision for Your Vision. This inspirational two-message CD will guide your walk toward financial security and show how God always has a way of providing for His children in both expected and unexpected ways. And to complete this great offer, we will send you the Blessed to Be a Blessing booklet and the Provision Scripture card. This dynamic booklet will show you how to make Jesus your source. And the scripture card is a handy resource for having encouraging scriptures readily available. Call or click today for this anointed offer.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Patricia, would you encourage our audience as we conclude here about that abundance and what God has for us?
Absolutely. And I just want to really decree and declare over you that you are getting positioned to receive just a flood of blessings from the glory realm in heaven. God wants you to access that realm. And one of the ways that you can access is by sowing the seed, just like Isaac did. He sowed the seed. What happened? Within 1 year, the same year, he received 100-fold. And then he was blessed on top of that. And then he became rich and richer and wealthy. What started the process was the sowing of a seed. I want to encourage you right now to get online, call us right now, and sow a financial seed into this ministry. This is great ground. This is excellent ground. I mean, your word will bring in masses to the kingdom. Your seed that you sow will have effect, but also it'll open the heavens for you. It'll open the heavens. That one seed will give you increase, 100-fold increase, will give you an abundance realm of blessing, rich and wealth. Okay? So go sow a seed right now. In Jesus' name, we call you blessed. We call you blessed in the riches of God's glory in heaven.
I love that. And you know, I just encourage you, as you hop online, as you get on the phone, grab your copy of Accessing the Riches of Heaven. God has provisions for us, abundance for us, things that you haven't even considered. Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into heart, all that God has prepared for us, but He is revealing it to us through Holy Spirit. Grab your copy today. It'll bless you.